Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Yesterday marked 100 days since May 16th, the day an EF3 tornado ripped a path of destruction and displacement through St. Louis. So today we're devoting our hour to talking about what's happened since then, who has gotten to work in response to the storm, and where, in the current phase of recovery, there is more to be done. Our next conversation addresses each of the above through the lens of human connection, specifically friendship. And our next pair of guests can attest to that. Joining me in studio are two St. Louis residents of neighborhoods that were hit by the tornado on May 16th and owners of homes that were damaged by that storm. First, we have Monet Beatty. Monet, welcome.
Hello.
And we also have Ali Rand. Welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And thank you both for joining us today. In the conversation that you heard before you all came into the studio, there was a lot of information that was shared. But the experiences of people, this is what we are, we're trying to focus on now. Where were you, Monet, on May 16th? What were you doing?
So on the day when the tornado actually struck, I was at my mother's house. I just picked up my daughter from her daycare that she goes to in the summer is right in front of our home. So I just picked her up. We were at my mom's house maybe about 45 minutes. And then that's when the tornado struck. So luckily I was not at home to experience it because my windows and everything are busted out. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so we were at my mom's house.
Had you ever experienced anything like that before?
Absolutely not. Nothing close.
So nope, you were not prepared in any way.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Ellie, how about you? Where were you on May 16th?
I was at my home in the Central West End, and my three older children were at school at Forsyth in Clayton, and my two youngest children were at home with myself and my sister and my husband, and it was just this very dark, bizarre, quiet afternoon, and it happened very quickly how dark it got. And I was texting with some other neighbors and friends who live around me, and we're driving out to the county to pick up kids from school. And I said, be careful. It looks a little funny outside. And if you're in car line at one of the high schools, I think you should go inside. And within 7 minutes, everything around my neighborhood was gone. It's the only way I can describe it. It was that quickly where I was texting others to be careful because I was concerned they were on the road. And had no idea the storm was barreling down Lindell right at me.
Mm-hmm. The two of you live in very different neighborhoods. You met for the first time because of the storm damage. How was it that you came to know one another, Monet?
Ali was on my block helping out. And so that's how we met, through destruction, you know, and she never left. Mm-hmm. And so we have become close friends, you know, through the tragedy, basically.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to meet her that day?
So there, honestly, there was just so much going on and so many moving parts that at the time, you know, I'm not thinking or realizing, you know, what this will become. I just know that there are people here to help, you know, and aid, and I'm thankful for that. So at the moment, I just, everything is kind of just a blur, really, you know, because things were moving so fast. There's debris, there's bricks, there's trees, there's, you know, everything going on. So we met, you know, during one of the worst times of my life, but yeah.
So Ali, your home also was damaged, and there is but 0.7 miles between the mm-hmm. two of your homes. How did you end up where Monet's neighborhood is?
Yep. So The Saturday after the storm, so the very next day, I was still trying to figure out what had happened because there was no national news really about our storm. So I remember asking my parents and people who had service, can you just explain to me what went through St. Louis? I was desperate for information. And then I realized that not even everyone here was talking about it. And I thought, wow, my whole world just exploded and it's still really quiet for some of my friends. So I started calling for Venmo donations. And that Sunday, with the help of my Forsyth community where my kids go to school and some teachers there, we just started going door to door in the Central West End. Started on Westminster, spent a few days there, moved over to Washington Terrace, moved down to Skinker to Bolivar. And then we got a call from one of Monet's neighbors on Enright to help board her windows. And so we went, and I really thought it would be a three-day, I thought we would be there 3 days. And I remember pulling up on Enright and being like, we're not going to be here for 3 days. Mm-hmm. To me, it was the worst destruction I'd ever seen in my life. And we had been in it already for mm-hmm. 7 days at this point, working with homes that were falling from the sky. But the way that Enright sat, with just the amount of destruction, it looked like a bomb had went off. And so that first Friday, exactly 1 week after the storm, we came. And that was, 93 days ago. Mm-hmm. And Monet said it, but we just haven't left since.
Yeah. Monet, what took you to that neighborhood to begin with? What appealed to you about where your home is?
So when I was looking, for a home, it really appealed to me because it kind of sits in the middle of everything. It's easy if I need to go downtown. It's right by the Central West End. It's not too far from the Loop, So I really appreciated where it was located, not to mention the block. It was full of just people who had been there for, some of them, decades and decades, passed down from, their family members. So it was a really nice and safe block.
Mm-hmm. Had you ever been over there before, Allie?
Mm-hmm. And so living so close, my children love all those places along Del Mar. I do as well. And, we spend a lot of time at MAID. I wish I had known before the storm how many wonderful families lived right there and how we were so close this whole time. And it sounds very cliche to say that the storm brought us together, but it did. Mm-hmm. I still would never have wanted this to happen, but I am grateful for the friendships that we've made and grateful for the neighbors that we found through this, because mm-hmm. this summer would have just been so much solo grief. And I think having this community together, we were allowed to grieve as one and share how we were feeling and go through these really hard times and hiccups together, and we weren't alone.
Mm-hmm. How is it that you've supported each other, Monet? How have you been able to support Allie, maybe in ways that you might not have expected before? Or
I think even just having someone who understands what you went through, because I can talk to my friends and my family about it, but they don't know what it feels like to leave your house that morning, everything is normal, and then your whole world turned upside down, in a matter of an hour. Mm-hmm. So she understands how I feel. I understand how she feels when your children have questions, hey, what happened? So I think that's something that only someone else that has gone through it can actually understand.
Mm-hmm. It's beyond imagination. You have to have a shared experience. Mm-hmm. What is the current condition of your home now, Monet?
So currently right now it is boarded up. It's tarped up and everything. It's just so many moving parts that I never even could think of myself. So we had to wait for line covers for the electric lines before they could even put up scaffolding to try to repair the brick. So right now we do finally have scaffolding up so that hopefully we can actually get started on repairing, because mm-hmm. My entire back wall came off. So so that they can actually start to repair the brickwork.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Allie? What's happening with your house?
Nothing. It's in a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that's really kind of the trend, unless you had an insurance company that was just very responsive to your claim. We are just, I wouldn't say the word battle, but we are going through it with our insurance company over what can be included on our claim, what is covered. My car is still in the shop, so I've been driving a rental this entire summer. So my kids kind of find the fun in that. We have a new car every few weeks. But it feels like in so many ways that my house, my neighborhood, my friends' homes are just stuck. They're just stuck in this timeline of May 16th. And I can tell sometimes, like Monet was saying, when I talk to other people about it who maybe don't live in that vicinity, it's almost like their eyes glaze over a little bit. Like, that can't still be your life. What do you mean? And for me, when I talk to Monet, she understands that's very much our life. It's just like a holding pattern in an airplane. Like, you're not quite ready to land, but there's nothing to do with you yet, so you just keep circling.
Right. We're going to take a very quick break here, but when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
This is St. Louis Public Radio. Support comes from Parrott Corporation, a contractor with over four decades of shaping the St. Louis landscape. More at Parrott.com.
Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation with Monet Beatty and Ali Rand. Ali and Monet have become friends since May 16th, when the EF3 tornado that tore through St. Louis hit their neighborhoods and damaged their homes. And they're talking with us about their friendship and what it's meant through this point of the post-tornado recovery phase. One of the things that you each were saying during the break, Mona, you said that this has been a beautiful disaster. What does that mean?
What that means is throughout all the rubble, all the debris, all the ugliness that, you know, our homes may look like right now, I've been able to meet and form relationships with really beautiful people. To see people that care so much about others, even though we're all going through our own disasters, it's just a really beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Ali, the path of the tornado's destruction, you know, it was, I don't know how else to describe this. You can look at it on a map, and it is like a strip. Mm-hmm. And the way that some homes, some places like trees were undisturbed, and then others were so heavily damaged. This is how a tornado works. And you had said before the break, you talked with people who might be surprised that your life is still like this. And earlier in our hour, there was the sentiment that people have just kind of forgotten what has happened. You said people's eyes kind of glaze over. So there's been physical damage, obviously, but there's also been the emotional and mental toll that this has taken. How is it that you've dealt with that?
Well, so for anyone listening, I think the best way to describe it is imagine that you're living in quicksand, but maybe your neighbors a few houses down are not. And so you're not worried. Like, your neighbors aren't really worried about you living in that quicksand because they're okay. So you have this ginormous city where maybe on the south side, you were completely untouched, right? But your north side neighbors are very, very touched. And we're not healed. We're very broken. We're very much in the raw of it. And if you just drove a mile in some cases, you would experience that rawness and that quicksand firsthand. And I asked myself this, if it had happened on the south side, would I have shown up in the same way? And the answer is, I don't know. Probably not right away. I probably would have waited for someone else to come because it wasn't my neighborhood and it wasn't my turf. I showed up in the way I did because it was my street and my children and my friends that were bombarded. But I like to remind people, if you haven't come, there is a place for you to come and hold hands with us and see the destruction and also see the healing that Monet and I have talked about. When we have volunteer days in Academy, those are the days that fill my soul with hope for our city as a whole, that you can have all these different people coming together and wanting to rebuild it hand by hand and not waiting on city officials to do it for them.
Mm-hmm. How has that felt for you, Monet? City officials, you know, FEMA, the help that has not come from those agencies and structures that are supposed to be helping. What has gone through your mind about that?
It's disappointing. It is frustrating. I've kind of lost hope, you know, honestly, in city officials and any sort of aid that may come from it.
Have you received any?
So I have been, I'll say that FEMA has been the most helpful only because I'm able to talk to live people. I'm able to get a response. I'm able to, you know, that's kind of the only anything there's been. I can't say there's been when I've called the city for any sort of help or resources, I've gotten none. Mm-hmm. So I have to say that FEMA's been the most helpful, although the numbers aren't what I would have expected. But as far as being able to have some sort of something, that's been the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Those volunteer days, Ali, that you mentioned, Monet, what do those volunteer days look like?
It looks like...
paint a picture for
it
us.
It looks like a ton of people who are there to help. And those are highlights. Those are not somber moments. We're not out there crying. It's fun. We have lunch. We laugh. Everyone's helpful. It's what do you need? How can I help you? Where are we needed? What are we doing today? You know, so those days definitely help lift my spirit. There was so much debris in my backyard that I literally just could look at it and I didn't know what to do mm-hmm. until volunteers came and were like, hey, look, we're going to get this done. So those days are definitely a highlight.
Mm-hmm. So earlier in the show, we mentioned that Mayor Kara Spencer is going to be here to talk with us on Friday. Monet, is there something that you would like Mayor Spencer to know about your story or something that you need the city to do?
There are so many things. We've asked for certain things to be done, and those things did not happen. So once again, I can't say that I have much hope in anything coming forth. I know that the Alder people did agree as far as the Rams money, what's happening with it or what is going to happen with it. I can't say, mm-hmm. you know, so I can only hope that she does something to where things get moving. The weather's about to change, so I don't know what that looks like, but something should be done to board up homes, to tarp, you know, something. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I said, I've honestly lost a little bit of hope in city officials as far as any help coming. But, I mean, she knows what our streets and homes look like. So I don't know what more I could say to bring any sort of change or expedite what is going to be done.
Mm-hmm. And Ali, you have lived in Florida. You've seen what storm response can look like. What is the thing that you want to see happen?
Someone actually asked me yesterday what I missed about living in Florida. And I said, literally just their storm response. Because you were maybe, even after a Cat 4 hurricane, you are uncomfortable for a few weeks. You might be without power or sewage and your schools are closed. Here, it feels like, again, this pause moment where we can't figure out how to get the wheels moving again. I think when you have Mayor Spencer here, I would love to, and my invitation has always been this, to come and work with us one day. The type of work we're doing has changed. It's no longer really dangerous, laborious, debris removal, sometimes just weed whacking. Picking up small debris, I would love, and I know she's a very, very busy woman, but to take the time to see our stories firsthand. And I think she doesn't have a home or a neighborhood that was damaged firsthand by this tornado. And so that means she gets a break from it at night. Monet and I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ali Rand and Monet Beatty are St. Louis residents whose homes in different neighborhoods were damaged by the storm, and two women who've become friends as they navigate repairing their homes. Monet and Ali, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer will be a guest on the show on Friday. If you have questions or comments for her about what the city has or has not done in these last 100 days in response to the tornado, let us know. You can email us at talk@stlpr.org. You can also send us a voice message. That's talk@stlpr.org.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.